Hi, everybody. Well, if you listen to this program, it only works every 4 years. Well, today is February 29th, 2016. So we're probably on a very unusual timeline today. And it might be interesting. Maybe what you set in place will only work, like I said, in 4 years from now. So there's a special timeline that the aliens kind of bring into us, because it's not a consecutive timeline that would normally, you know, work with the year itself. So that's another way of looking at it. So we'll just see how people feel about it. So let's clear the day here. So we'll clear February, the word February 29, 2016. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we'll do the numbers. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's just make sure that you're kind of all here. Looks like about a third of you are gone. So here we go. You're in the Beyondo. Maybe you're afraid to jump into a weird timeline. Who knows? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now let's bring up the light beams, and then we'll see what kind of problem you're dealing with. So here we go. Light beam energy coming your way. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And if you have a situation going on, let's work on that. So think of your situation, whatever it would be. And let's release that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. I know she's there. So are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Ron. Everybody, welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. This is Monday leap year, February 29th, as Ron stated. And I'm wondering if anybody has any comments or questions or requests for healings they'd like to send in to Creation Lightship. You can do that by using the chat link that's on Ron's homepage, which is creationlightship.com. And you can find the link at the top of the page while the show is live. And you can also email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we'll be taking your next, for the next hour, we'll be taking all of your questions and testimonials. Maybe you were on the healing call yesterday, the healing intensive that Ron does every month. I think yesterday was the final day for the 8-hour call. If you were on that and you'd like to share an experience that you had, we would welcome it. And also, I know Ron just did an enlistment, I think, on the Saturday show, on the Saturday live BBS show. So if you would like to email us about that and your experience with that, if you felt or experienced anything, please do so, and we'd be happy to read that on the air to share with our listening audience as well as with Ron. So thanks for clearing the day today, Ron. It seems like a very interesting year. I guess if you're born on this day, you only have one official birthday every 4 years, a true birthday. So that could be quite an interesting timeline there to be on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't think it ages much.
Yeah. I wonder. Or maybe they age more. I don't know.
Yeah, hard to say. Maybe it's an alien day. Anybody see any aliens today out there? Maybe we get some emails.
I didn't see any, but somebody in a store I was at yesterday was talking about how they were hoping for the aliens to come down and take them away. So they kept waiting for this to happen.
Oh, great. Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe it's your breeding cycle, so.
I don't know. I promptly left.
Yeah. So if anybody's planning to go out on a date tonight and, you know, have fun, you may not want to do that. you don't know who's going to be in that body. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Yeah, you might want to postpone it for a non-leap year day.
Yeah, right. So anyway.
Well, someone also... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Ron.
I'm just wondering if anybody's a leap year baby, you know?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Now we're looking at, you know, basically, we'll say it's the third month. So that would be a... would that be end of December baby or early December? What do you think?
Well, I guess it could be an end of December.
That would be a New Year's baby.
Yeah,
maybe you're a leap year one. Anyway, we won't get into that too much. We'll switch over.
That's an interesting question. The other thing too, Ron, is somebody did write us and they said they had a terrible dream and they woke up and they had like these terrible creatures were on them, and they said they woke up and corded the energy to the sun to be terminated, and I guess it was some type of alien energy. And they did timeline crash and wrote consecutively timeline crash all the dreams they had last night. So they're wondering, and this email was written today, so they are wondering if you could let them know if the energy has now been terminated.
Boy, I'd say 60% has. You got to do some more work, unfortunately. Because about 60% is off the timeline, so... Boy.
Yeah, okay, and those dreams can really affect you and cord you, and they can feel very real. So it sounds like they want you to believe that very strongly. This bad stuff is going to keep happening to you. And he said that the dream involved leeches, so that to me is some kind of like a vampire energy, and I think you do offer a clearing for that, Ron.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Probably be on the alien attack page, I guess.
Yeah, like a succubus type energy.
Yeah.
So that might be a good one to do. Yeah, alien attack. And that's for the whole month. Parasitic life forms. Yeah, this definitely sounds like what this listener might have to do in addition to doing the timeline crashing. Okay, so my mistake, the enlistment was actually done on the healing call yesterday, and I'm wondering if anybody out there had any experiences with that they would like to share. And someone did write in and said that it feels calming and powerful to be re-enlisted. I feel subtly more confident today, thanks for the opportunity to help the time-traveling soldiers keep the Creation Lightship timelines in place.
That's great, yeah. I have heard it from a couple people that they feel a little better, a little more stable, like their energy field is like protected around them. I don't need any more. All we needed was a handful, and I got plenty, so that's I don't need any more enlistment, so we're doing very good.
Yeah, about
a week or so. So this is probably going to be just a short enlistment for a couple of weeks, but it could go for 3 months, depending on how the planet energy is working, you know, and feeling. And I'd like to know if anybody else on the call yesterday, we went to the English torture chambers underground there, I don't know exactly if it was underneath where the Queen stays or not, but someplace in England, and rescued a lot of stuff and people from the timeline going back. So that's sort of what we were doing, going back on timelines, pulling people out of these areas because they're still being affected by the torture that the barbaric English people did to people back in those days, and also maybe other factions out there who wanted to torture people. So that was quite interesting. Still doing that now, in fact. Anyway, so I won't comment too much on that. So what else we should talk about today, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, Ron, a lot of the questions we do get have to do with, you know, people's past and their lives or things that have happened to them or, you know, timelines that they don't want to be on, that they need, you know, more money or they need more space or they need, you know, they're lacking something in their lives. And it reminds me, can you hold on 1 second, please?
Yeah, I could do a tap dance, I guess. I don't know if I can tap dance, but I don't sing very well. I'm hanging on, Elizabeth. Let's see what's going on.
Are you? Sorry, I'm having some technical problems here with my phone. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. You sound good to me.
Okay. It must just be interference on the line here. Hopefully it clears up. It's a little bit distracting, so... I apologize. Okay. Okay. Let's let me just regroup here. And somebody wrote in saying, "Thank you, Ron, for the amazing, powerful 8-hour call. I was definitely hooked into the dark energies you described in England. Thanks for removing that."
Right. Yeah.
And someone else wrote that they spoke a few weeks ago about having the importance of having a computer to keep current with Creation Lightship Healings. And they wanted to share that they bought a very inexpensive Chromecast laptop on Amazon. It's perfect for doing lots of healings. And they also wrote, "I see now that ET mind control programming was keeping me from healings. I believe that having a computer in my home would weaken my health. What a trap I was in." Interesting. So that's a good point, because I feel like, Ron, if and I've noticed this, you know, with myself, and I wonder if anybody else listening out there has noticed it, but it's important to stay on top of the clearings. And even if you're not, you haven't purchased one for that month, or you're not on the 8-hour calls, it's a good idea to get into the daily or several times weekly or once a week, however often you can do it. Don't let too much time go by, even if you just put up a free clearing, because it will work for you. And if time... too much time goes by, you find yourself getting further and further away from the energy of the Creation Lightship, and you get more bogged down with things. It becomes harder and harder to reconnect with those energies.
So we could do a alien release here for the listening aliens that may want to get released here. Remember, this is also on Ed McKay's site, Mr. Oxygen, and I think it's on the website also, but we just did some counting to get rid of the energies. So here we go. And at the expo, we had it running throughout the expo time, and it really felt good around the booth because the aliens would probably, instead of standing around, you know, maybe drooling, looking at people to hop into as they had some work done, maybe massage practitioners or people doing their mumble jumble, you know, waiting for somebody to hop into that way. They just left. So we had a lot of peaceful energy at the booth. It was running on an iPhone continuously with the counting. So here we go. Any aliens out there that want to get a bus ticket out of here, it's one way. Doesn't matter where the destination is, we'll take you there. So here we go. Your freedom. One, two, and as I count, you can hop on board. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That feels pretty good, 60. So we'll let it rest here for a little bit. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that is really cool. I feel an immense sense of relief from that, Ron. Maybe there were some travelers here in my bedroom or around the house, maybe, that wanted to be released.
Okay, yeah.
Very interesting. I wasn't expecting that. So, Ron, would you say that these aliens are around us pretty much all the time and they just are kind of looking for a way out of here?
Yeah, I would say that'd be correct.
Wow.
Well, they didn't know about a way to get out. Now they know.
Okay.
So that's always good to do that clearing. And you could have ones with you for lifetimes. I mean, body hop through your family genetics. Remember, in the abduction process, normally if you're abducted or experimented on all the time, they have worked with your parents and grandparents, and now they're probably working with you. So now they got a way to leave if they don't want to do that job anymore. You know, you don't know who's on top of them having them do these experimentations on humans. So you're able to get them released from yourself. So you're helping you along with you helping them. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. I guess there is kind of this pecking order, as above, so below. So it may not even be their fault. They may be just following orders, just like we are.
Yep, that's correct.
Wow. Okay. That also. Go ahead.
You have to have a job. A little rock and roll song, got to get a job. Well, they got a job. Abducting humans.
Yeah, they're executives in the Corporation for Human Abduction.
Ah, yeah.
So they're probably just listening to the higher-ups. I mean, I'm sure they're trying to survive. Okay, so I guess that kind of brings me to another thought, Ron. I've been hearing this phrase. It's a popular phrase, and I think it's used in like a lot of pop culture, in a lot of movies and a lot of religious texts. And it's the phrase, "It is written." And I feel like that is a perfect way to illustrate how it is not written, because if you use the clearings that Ron offers, you can gain self-empowerment through these clearings. So you will become more in charge of your free will and free choice. So you won't be acting out the story of some mysterious alien sky deity that says it is written. You can write your own story, and you can be self-empowered to do so by clearing all of these programs off of you and all of these barcodes off of you. So the other great thing about that is, if you don't like your story, if you don't like what happened in your past, and maybe you're not too happy about some of the traumas you went through, you can go back and unwrite it. So you can timeline crash, or you can do whole lifetime emotional clearings for many different emotions and create a new story, detach all those emotions from what happened, and start afresh.
Yeah, and when that happens, many people that I've talked with who've done the clearings, they kind of feel like they're alone because all their baggage left them. They don't know how to, they have to reprogram their life, you know, or reinvent their life, you know, get out of the process of the mind control of all of your alien programs that you released as you have done your, a whole lifetime emotional clearing. So it puts you in a place to where you're not motivated by emotions now to do something. So you're not going to get whipped, you know, into place to do something like you used to get. You're able now to choose if you want to do it or not. So people do feel different, and I guess I have people talk about they feel strange afterwards because there's no pressure on them to do anything. So they feel like they're unmotivated. Before, they thought that they were, you know, here to fulfill a task, okay? Your life plan was to be in misery, and you get that taken off of you, and all of a sudden you go, well, what do I do now? You know, it's kind of like being free. You know, the door's open. Do you want to walk out of that door and recreate yourself, or do you just choose to recreate all of your past traumatic events because you want to do that? But most of those energies, you won't even be able to think of them. So you do have to recreate yourself. If you are planning to do a whole lot of emotional clearing, then just know that you're going to feel a little different, and you will have to recreate what you want to do. And a lot of times you can do what you've been doing, but you can enhance it and make it much better because the blockages that you had are no longer there. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and Ron, so it's so true, and I think it's tough for a lot of people to let go of their stories because it defines them. You know, your past is kind of what you've been through, and a lot of people make decisions based on certain experiences that have happened to them. So, you know, a lot of people are victims, unfortunately, and they never really get over that. I know a lot of people go to support groups where these groups tend to just a lot of the times disempower you rather than empower you because you are all among people who have a shared victim experience. So
these come in. Yeah, everybody's entities come into you.
Right, and you're just basically, the entities are kind of having a field day with this.
Yeah, and making you feel really sad.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you a little story. I mentioned this on maybe a few programs a while back, but kind of about having a pattern. So this person was cutting, I guess it was roast beef or something. So they got this, the steak or whatever, and they cut off the end of the steak, let's just say 2 inches, and they put that in the refrigerator, and then they put the other piece into a pan, and I guess the person got married and wanted, thought that was kind of weird. And the lady said, well, this is what mother does all the time. She always cuts off about 2 inches of the steak, and puts it in the refrigerator. We have it, a couple of days later or something. She thought it was kind of weird to have double the cooking experience there, And so they finally, went to her mother's house. And he said, why do you cut off 2 inches of this meat, before you put it in the pan? And she says, you mean that? Oh, that's because the pan is normally smaller than the piece of meat, so I got to cut off the extra piece to put it in the pan. So I don't have a large enough pan to put the meat in. So her daughter caught on to that, and that was their reality, or her reality, which was her mother's reality, but not having a larger pan, but she took that on as that complete belief system. This is what you had to do to eat. So how many of you have something like that going on out there? Maybe you can send us an email. We don't give names. Maybe you got some weird thing going on, that would be interesting to share, that maybe your parents taught you that. Now as you look at it, it seems pretty ridiculous, but they had a good reason for it. So back to you.
Yeah, what an incredible story. And it's a perfect illustration, Ron, of how these patterns become ingrained in us from watching our parents or doing things the way that our parents did them. I mean, I would be really curious to know if anybody has an experience like that which they'd like to share, because it is very helpful, I think, these real-life experiences from our listening audience to illustrate how other people can use the healings and clearings to bring this to light and to get rid of it. So I wonder if anybody would have that and would like to share. Please use the email clsquestions@yahoo.com or get in touch with us via the chat link on the very top of Ron's home webpage, creationlightship.com. Okay, so Ron, a listener is asking if we could have a clearing for neck and shoulders, sample release, and they think that the cause of this may have been bad dreams. So it seems like a lot of people are having unpleasant dreams here in the questions. Any feedback on that, Ron, or should we just move on to the next?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Question.
I have a dude, and I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, well, today's that odd day, you know.
It is kind of a funny day.
Yeah, so here we go. So what you're asking then is the person knows that they were abducted because they had a dream, and mm-hmm. they don't want to be abducted having come up from that alien abduction of having a bad shoulder, I guess. That's what I'm hearing. And you're probably wondering why you were abducted to begin with. So maybe you have a situation dealing with abductions of bad shoulders in the past, and the aliens just wanted to help you out with that. That's a possibility, to show you that they're still active and alive in your dream state. So let's take it. Here we go. So this is taking away that one abduction that you saw and that brought you a copy and paste energy here in your life here, and also there, that caused you to have a problem with your shoulder. So here we go. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. And that sounds, that feels pretty good.
Yeah, wow, that feels great. I suddenly got very warm as you were doing that.
So, let's see what else could be going on here. Let's do a clearing for people that maybe have sore feet or something. Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There we go. That's released. So we'll just see if your feet feel better now, too. Remember, we did a clearing yesterday on our 8-hour call for gangrene and poisons on the skin in these torture chambers. Thank you, England people over there, for doing all this wonderful stuff. So the alien races coming down upon you. So back to you.
Yeah, that's what's so cool about the show. We have listeners all over the world, and it's always really interesting to me when I go to the expos. Sometimes people are there from different countries, and it's interesting to hear about their experiences, or maybe they're from another country, but they live here. So there's always very different types of energy, different reactions that they have to things, different responses. And, yeah, hopefully we're kicking alien butt globally here. Somebody also wrote in and said that they had sore shoulders and neck last night, and they suspect it's from lots of alien ass kicking. I guess this person enlisted.
That's good, yeah. Maybe one of the enlisted people were out there getting rid of them. Yeah, that could be true.
Kicking ass and taking names, hopefully.
Yeah, it is pretty intense, so it'll probably be intense for about a week. And we're going into these timelines of all the people. We're going into timelines from the past and seeing all the torture chambers and stuff between people. So you may find some of the people maybe that you may have heard of royalty in England down there having their feast sometime. You never know. Or the people, you know, wearing the funny wigs and stuff, you know, that had to come from somewhere. Maybe that's the alien disguise. I don't know, you know. It just seems weird to me to see that. So, anyway, back to you. I'm sure it feels weird.
Okay. Yeah. So I always find the enlistments when you do them, Ron. I know it's not often, and you don't take many people, or you don't need to take many people, but I always find that when you do them, I am extremely energetic. I have a lot of logical thinking. It's very self-empowering, and I have a lot of desire to sort of just kind of clean up and make my space very structured and organized and get back into some kind of a physical exercise, daily practice. So it's a great experience doing that. Those are just some of the ways it manifests in my physical life here. And somebody else wrote in, we got a couple of emails actually from people who are relating to your roast beef story. And this one listener said that their grandfather did this, now their dad, now their brother. He would flick his billfold in his back pocket. Then I saw that my father did that. Then years later, I saw my brother do the same thing. I use a purse or a backpack, so I do not put my billfold in my back pocket. I thought that was kind of like what you were talking about. Thank you, Ron, for all of your awesome work.
Yeah, interesting, yeah. I'm trying to think what else we could. I'm trying to see other things that people might be doing, you know. Man, I guess that could be the problem where people like to wash their hands a lot, you know.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And they keep washing and washing and washing. Maybe their parents did it too. I'll do a clearing for that in case we have somebody out there listening. Because there is a reason probably why they're doing it. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There. Would you say that helps you somewhat? You know, it's possible you're remembering a time where you got something on your hands, and you could not eat food or something without washing your hands because it could probably poison you or harm you. You know, it could even be something where maybe you had to, were forced to maybe work with something, maybe animals or humans or something in the dissecting process. So it might be to be here or out there in the beyond or underground or something, and you don't want to have your body contaminated with this stuff here. So there's always a reason for it. You can first think of germs, but, you know, nobody would want to have somebody's blood on their hands and they're going to be taking a sandwich out of a bag and eating a sandwich with blood on it. So there is a reason why that's happening. But anyway, hopefully that helped you somewhat. If it did, then do the special clearing for that. It's a whole lifetime clearing. And you can probably put your hands in there. So back to you.
Yeah, that's, you know, two things crossed my mind, Ron, when you mentioned that. The first was like this parental fear, like this nervous fear of getting dirty. And, you know, if your parents were really afraid to let you go outside and play, or they were like germophobic. I see a lot of moms now with those hand sanitizers, like zip tied to their purse. And I'm just like, oh, no. Like, I just did not grow up that way at all. But I think it really makes the kids crazy. And the other thing was, is some people do have, like, an obsessive-compulsive disorder, or they are, which I guess is some sort of a barcode or a program that they're running over and over and over again, you know, where they do things like compulsively wash hands, or, you know, avoid cracks in the sidewalk or step on them, and or they can't remember. So there's all kinds of different, I guess, ways you could approach that in terms of clearings. And somebody else wrote in and said that they used to work with an interior designer who said that the first thing that she had to do with clients is to stop them from either decorating exactly like their mother or exactly the opposite. She helped people discover who they really are and what they wanted, not taught or fighting against. Then they could create their own home.
Yeah, boy, that'd be something.
That is a really good point, because if you think about it, so much of your taste, if you are a creative and expressive person, so much of your taste comes from, like, your parents, and if you have different tastes than they do, they might judge you because of that, and kind of try to put you in a box, maybe even, like, say, oh, I don't like that, or you can't wear that, or you're not doing that to your room, you know, or whatever, because they're in control of the house. So there really has to be kind of a solid break there.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do a clearing for that of some type. What do you think we should do?
Go ahead.
How about a mind loop one clearing for?
Okay, sounds good.
You know. And it could even be having something with you, you know, maybe for some reason, in your clothing or something. I don't know if this is anymore, but when I was growing up, I remember seeing people having handkerchiefs, is that what it is, with them. They put them in their pocket or up in their top, you know, coat pocket or back pocket or
something.
Yeah,
like a pocket square, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I never seen that. You know, it kind of like went out of my life, I guess. You know, I don't see it anymore, but that was sort of one of those things that everybody had one. And, you know, like, what's that promoting? You know, you blow your nose all the time or something? You know, I don't know. Maybe the programs are in there to do that with people, but I don't see people doing that now. You might have a piece of tissue in your, you know, if you're a woman in a purse or something, but anyway, let's release that. So that's like a mind loop situation to where you're doing something because you've seen it or it's just ingrained in you and it's automatic. You don't know why you're doing it. And so think of an issue that you may have and it is to be clear it. So this would actually be the mind loop one clearing where you have a repetitive thought over and over and over again. And the thought may not even be a conscious thought, but it's now a program in you. And the program button gets pushed when you put your clothes on. And you go up. Where's that little handkerchief go? You know, I got to find it now. Uh-oh. And what if you forgot it? And you got to drive, you know, back home to get it because it's part of your wardrobe, you know? So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2. Well, that's heavy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels better. So I'm just wondering if, since we live in linear time and we have an extra day, we'll say, in this year, that would push everything back from tomorrow on into a timeline of the next day that we're used to having. So I don't know. Maybe that's the way the aliens wanted to disconnect the energy. So now Christmas, actually, instead of being on the 24th, we'll say, or the 25th, whatever you want to look at that as, at the end of the year, it's one day past that, which means that we're now jumping ahead one whole day in all the alien timelines that would be, you know, created from here on out to the end of the year, and then also so forth the next, you know, 3 years. I don't know what that means, but, you know, they're changing the timeline sequence. Tony, way back to you.
Yeah, or maybe they're bringing in some new timeline sequencers.
Yeah.
So stay tuned, everyone, and keep us posted and keep observing everything around you for unusual or interesting experiences. And the cool thing is I know, like, after doing a couple of years of creation lightship clearings, you start to notice them more and more, and you become really more aware of how many people are running programs and dealing with cloned energies. So somebody wrote in and said that I am a hand washer, and they worked in a hospital and had to wash their hands from person to person. They still wash all the time. Interesting. So I guess even though they're not working in the hospital anymore, they're still doing the hand washing.
And you could probably get off that timeline, you know, or timelines. I would try the Mind Loop 1 clearing, because that might just get you right off of that, and that make your life easier for you. And I would assume you're probably getting really dry hands from doing that all the time, you know, unless you put something on your hands and, you know, is that lotion really going to be that good for your body, you know? Anyway, I won't get into that, but, you know, you might want to do the Mind Loop 1 clearing.
Yeah, Mind Loop 1 is a really good and effective clearing to do. And somebody else said that the hand sanitizers that everyone has actually have endocrine disruptors in them, which is insane to think about. So I'm not surprised. It's unfortunate that a lot of these products really do more harm than good. And everyone seems to jump on the bandwagon with that, not really using free will, free choice, but just believing everything that is told to them. So that could be something to pay attention to, and timeline crash or clear. And it kind of relates to the mind loop clearing, if you get sucked into that mind matrix energy. So, Ron, we did get a testimonial from a listener who said, thank you so much. Excuse me. They feel the energy coming back into their shoulders from the sample clearing that you did early in the broadcast. And someone else is asking, this is kind of an unusual question, is the earth lined up?
I'll see where the earth is fine. Yeah, there's no problem with the earth. It's not in darkness, so it's good.
Okay, great. Somebody else wrote in about a verification of lung problems, and they wrote in that famous people in New York City, such as Yoko Ono, and has the flu, I guess, and former Mayor Dinkins has pneumonia, and that other celebrities, Michael Jackson, used to wear a mask over his mouth, and he and the Chinese in New York may have the intuition of the alien oxygen code, because I do see a lot of Asian people wearing those face masks. I'm not sure if they're Chinese or what ethnicity they are. And then the listener also said to thank you for the Friday special healing on the lungs and the timeline crash.
Right.
Kind of interesting about the breathing. And there, another listener is also wondering, Ron, if the leap year timeline crash is the same effect as the upside down timeline crash. And they're wondering if you can explain that a little.
Well, the it wouldn't be the same. The upside down timeline is the program that is in place that is used to manifest the scenery, the event, on the timelines. That's like the cake mix. And after it's pre-made, then that's what you're living is that program from that. The upside-down timeline should be used after you do your timeline crash. You get rid of the program that is being created. Otherwise, if you just get rid of the timeline, all those programs can be reused again. Because it's already a program. You want to get rid of that. So hopefully that helps everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's true, and you do want to get rid of it. You definitely don't want those things hanging around. Any kind of timeline that you can take away the emotional energy from, effectively, like we were talking about earlier in the show, you can rewrite your story. So it's important to recognize that and to know that it is possible, even if it seems difficult or there's a lot of blockages there, it can be done. And it's very self-empowering to do so. And really take it upon yourself and take accountability for your own healings. So, Ron, we got another email, and it says, today is leap day. Again, somebody commenting on that, and they said that it seems like a lot of odd things are happening, but today is a day that occurs every 4 years, like the presidential election as well as the Olympic Games. So it seems like this every 4 years thing might be something here.
Yeah, it could be one of those, maybe the numbers on that.
The number four, maybe?
Yeah, you might want to add up all the different numbers of each year after this year. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You know, they do use, I think it's, is it September, January 20th, where they, swear the president into office? That's probably a pretty bad day.
You know,
the 20th, it was September 20th, maybe all the 20th, but September 20th, I remember that's when they did atomic bomb testing. And they did it, I think, year after year. You can check it out, but I was like appalled, you know, when you go back in history, what happened on September 20th. I just happen to remember that day because it was the 20th, and I thought, well, this is really weird. You know, but they picked these days, the aliens that work with the governments, you know, picked these days because it means something. They use your astrology. That's what they're using. That's the dark side art that they use. Planets, the stars, the vortexes, everything else, and that's their time sequence. So they use these things to control people. I think everybody should realize that. That's why we have a NATO clarion on the website and, you know, your NATO barcode and different things like that. We have just things to clear off energies like you get barcodes so that you're able to live a better life. But maybe there's something where you add all those numbers up and they do a systematic thing. And I don't know what to even look at for that, but there's got to be a reason why this has been inserted, this particular day. and everything here is alien, so it's got to be under alien control somehow for this particular day. Start a new agenda or something. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's true. It's always interesting when you start looking for these, maybe you don't even look for them, you just notice them. You know, suddenly it could be kind of a clue, and especially if you feel corded to that. I did not know any of this about leap year. I actually had forgotten the day, so I wasn't...
What's that called, a leap year? We're not leaping over anything, are we?
Yeah, no.
What are we, you know, isn't that, why would it be leap year?
It's a very unusual thing.
Yeah, like you're trying to jump over something. You know, that's what you do when you leap, isn't it? Maybe there's a different word that they used to use and they made it into leap. I don't know. One of those word things, it's kind of like, you know, a near-death experience, you know? Well, you're dead. How could it be near death, you know? Anyway,
right.
I mean, it's funny words. And so, back to you.
Yeah, right. You actually are dead. There's nothing near about it. So probably what actually happens is they kill you and then bring you back to life.
Yeah. Day of the death. Day of the dead, right?
Yeah. I did have another thought there, Ron, and I was thinking earlier, too, about, the patterns that we learn from our parents. I remember when I was, first learning how to drive, my mom had this kind of fear of highways, so she would always try to avoid them. So I found growing up, I would kind of take these like circuitous routes to get somewhere. And then I realized, I've been driving for years. Why am I not going on the highway? And it was always that. There was this like, she had this fear of it. So it was kind of funny. And I realized kind of like, oh, I can do whatever I want now. I'm driving, not her, you know.
Yep. So we got a couple minutes left. Anything we need to do for people before we end the program with the Mind to Heart Drop?
Well, we actually just got...
The pin clearing. Yeah, the pin clearing is this Saturday at 10 Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern. It's $30. So if you're interested... Then just do a donation for $30, send me the receipt, and then I will email you back the phone number and the PIN code to get on the call. So I'll be getting that together within a day or two here. So if you have sent me an email, I'll be checking those out maybe tomorrow or the day after. So just need the receipt, and I'll send you over the information. And it'll be a 2.5-hour call. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. And also, the New Life Expo is coming up later in March. And that is going to be at the Hotel Pennsylvania, March 18th through the 20th. So if you're on the East Coast or you're in New York City, would be great to plan on going to that. It's a great way to experience the Creation Lightship energy live. So I'll just say thanks, everyone, for your questions. And we did get a lot towards the end of the show, so we'll save them for the Wednesday show. And be sure to tune into that, as well as Ron's Friday and Saturday shows. So thanks, everybody, and back to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's do the Mind to Heart Drop, everybody. And here we go. And in your spirit, to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them down into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go, everybody. So you should be heart-centered, should be in peace. So we'll see you later. Thank you, ladies. Bye, everyone.